Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 5, 1805. High winds prevent travel. It's beginning to seem the Corps of Discovery is never going to get out of Fort Mandan. The winds are too high today for the men to paddle upstream. Clark writes,
"We have our two pirogues and six canoes loaded with our stores and provisions, principally provisions. The wind very high from the northwest. A number of Mandan visit us today. Captain William Clark, April 5, 1805.
Loaded on the keelboat were packages labeled numerically and placed in boxes. There was also a large trunk packed with animal skins, a buffalo robe, and articles of Indian dress. In addition, one cage contained a live burrowing squirrel of the prairies, as Lewis called it, another contained four living magpies, and a third contained a living hen of the prairie. Only the prairie dog and one magpie survived the journey to Washington. These items, many other specimens, plus mineral samples, and the journals, to date, were sent back to President Jefferson. Gary Moulton refers to them as the first fruits of the expedition. Clark sealed up the field notes on April 3 to be sent back with the return party. He did not write any more field notes until April 7. Some historians think there are errors in the manifest of items sent back, and this could well be, as preparations were hurried those final days at Fort Mandan. Tomorrow, an Arikara farewell.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.